How is the relationship with the community now, and how is the relationship with some of the other branch monasteries with their communities?
Well, funnily enough, the lady with the blue headscarf and the little white dogs, Mrs. Mallory, she managed to irritate so many people with her sort of campaigning against the monastery and trying to stir up a local feeling against us, that the British sense of fair play came fully to the fore, and people started to become supportive of us just to annoy her. And she actually, in terms of the problem of traffic, the lanes are extremely small. I mean, there are some places where you have foliage from both banks of the lane will touch both sides of the car at the same time. So the roads are very narrow around there. But she was a large proportion of the traffic going up and down the lane looking for action. So what happened was that people just saw that we were actually very well-behaved people, and that we weren't singing and dancing in the streets, and it was really powerful that actually the discipline, the Vinaya discipline that we kept, actually made us very acceptable because of the system that the Buddha laid down. Even the arms round, you know, you're not allowed to knock on doors, you can't stop people in the street, you can't even make eye contact. So that by keeping the rules very strictly, within a couple of years, there was a very broad sense of good feeling. And then nowadays, we go arms round in the local towns and villages, and just people will just live on the food that's given, like just receiving from alms food from strangers. And more often than not, you know, you don't have to wait for very long before your alms bowl is full. And if it's pouring with rain, it might be a bit of a thin day, but just from strangers, the alms food that we live on, not just in the towns and villages near monasteries, but around the countryside. Quite a few of us have travelled through the country, Tanutaro and Ajahn Jitendra, and myself and others have travelled through England and Ireland for extended periods, just living on the offerings of strangers, quite happily.